wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful?
Of the Lord like that, which is, thank the Lord, we don't have to, amen? Amen? To know that He's with us no matter where we go, what we do, that He's right there with us. But to feel that this morning, I think we're just getting a taste of what it must have been like on that day of Pentecost. There's something, He got this all, He got them all in one mind, in one accord, and something took place.
Yeah,
and that's what that unity, it brings the bride of Christ together. And that's what we do as the bride when we come together to worship Him, He said, in spirit and truth. And when we feel that anointing come, you just don't want to leave it. It's the greatest thing that there is. But today, do you feel a little bit scarred out in the inside and all cleaned out and some of the old drift and stuff is gone and out of you? Amen. I do. He took it this morning. And he's still, I'm a work in action here. You know, I was talking to Brother Samuel the other day. He says, you know, I just want to be clay. in the master's hand. He says he can't take a vessel that's already shaped up. You got to be clay, right? But if you ever work with clay, when you get it at first, it's pretty, even if it's not in a vessel, it's a pretty hard lump. You know what you got to do? You got to get water. You got to start kneading it. And they have to work it and work it and work it and work it and work it. And they add a little bit more water to it. It starts to get real pliable. And then it gets more than you can. And if you go and start to make a vessel out of clay, and if you hadn't kneaded it all, and there's one little lump that's in there, you just might as well throw that whole pot away and start all over again. You got to get it out and get it all. And that water is the Holy Spirit. And that's what he's doing with us this morning. He's just kneading us. He's just working that Holy Spirit inside of us and working all the lumps out. So praise the Lord. I got a few lumps out this morning. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. What's so wonderful is, man, it's like always to get up here in front of you on Sunday night after listening to a service like that. Is where do you start with the quotes that you could say off of that message we heard today? There's just no end to it. And it's just so wonderful when you hear what Brother Branham says. It just speaks to our heart. But I know today, as I was writing it down, it's just that every person that was sick today in this building, you're healed.
Praise the Lord.
You're healed.
Amen.
You believe that? You're healed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Every backslider, he took you back.
Amen.
He took you back. If you were out here, he took you back today.
Amen.
And if you were a sinner and never knew him, then he welcomed you into his kingdom this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And if you've been living for him, we just simply rededicated our
Amen.
Lives to him.
Praise the Lord.
More Holy Spirit into Amen. Our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I went down this morning. I had a few announcements that I was supposed to make. But when I get here, I just want to worship the Lord. I don't want to make no announcements. I don't want to say things. I just want to announce what's getting ready to happen. To hear the word. Because that's what we're really here for. But there has been some questions that gone up. And we had a baptism this morning. We had two people that were baptized. And, of course, we don't have the baptismal facilities that are here at the youth center. So they tell the ushers back there, if anybody does and want to get baptized, they simply tell them. And then right after service, if you've seen Brother Samuel, when he left and went down there and baptized the people down at the tabernacle. So we'll do that after each service. The pool is always filled. And anytime that you want to, it's like Brother Branham said, now's the time. It's like we had last Wednesday, those sweet little darlings. I think one was 4 or 5 years old and one was 6 years old, went down that cold water and give their heart to the Lord. Wow, how wonderful. Guess what? That might have been the last one. Hey, that's why one of these times is going to be the last one.
Yeah, amen.
So it could have been them. As Brother Branham says, when them young little kids, no matter how young they are, when they ask to be baptized, that's when you baptize them. It was right then. So the Lord richly bless you. And something came on my heart today is when after hearing that message is that I got a text from somebody and they said, we appreciate you bringing still waters to the youth center. Well, that word's everywhere. It's I ain't doing nothing. You got the same thing. It just takes one finger. Press play. That's what it is. That's what I believe. It's just a press play. And I love to hear that word. But the Lord has blessed us out there and with the youth and the youth center. I mean, the still waters and the camp and stuff. I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do out there. And, you know, I believe, as Brother Brandon said, that is the tomorrow, if there is. And I really don't believe that there is. I believe we're in the last closing moments of time. It's even today. Scripture is being fulfilled. Today. And not only right here inside of this building, but with the Pope and the Blood Moon and the festivals that are going on, the Jewish holidays and something, we're living in the end time. It's not a coincidence that he's here. It's not a coincidence he's on the Jewish holidays. It's not that we've got the Blood Moons and, oh, that all happened. No. But it's a sign of the time. And what we're seeing the Lord do through His bride right now is a sign of the time that we're living in. And I believe that we're just tired of walking around in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yeah, amen.
It's time to go home. Just quit walking around. He said we were right there. He said those children were right there. They didn't have no place to go. They just kept going in circles. And He said the only thing that was hindering us was what? Us.
Yeah.
So we keep saying, well, I'm ready to go home. Well, then let's get ready. Let's put it into action, what Brother Branham says. Don't talk about it. Let's do it. And I think we're seeing those things done. I see the healing of the bride. I see the things that the prophet is speaking to this church right here. And I believe it's a lighthouse for the rest of the world. That's what's happening in this church every single time we get together. But while we're at camp, is one of the things that I tell the people, and it's kind of the children that are out there, or the youth, that like today, is that this last week at work, I had to send out an email to the employees, and there's been a real bad sickness that's been going around. And I kind of warned them, I says, be careful. We got about 6 or 7 people out, and says, you know, watch them touching the door handles and what you're doing, getting in people's face and stuff like that. I said, because you might be contagious. We don't want to catch what you got. But guess what, people? I want you to be contagious to what you got here today. I want you to be contagious.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to be contagious. I want to be one of those, as Brother Branham said, you know, he said, you know, there's just some of those people you just love to be around. He said, you don't know what it is you want love to be around. That's the Holy Spirit. Is when that works through you. And that's what I want in my life. I want to be contagious. I want to see the Lord living in my life. I'm not worthy of it. And I've got a long ways to go. But I'm going. My ship's sailing. And your ship's sailing too. So
amen.
Praise the Lord. And thank you. How wonderful it was this morning to see all of you down here and at the altar. And rededicating your lives again. And crying out before the Lord. And to know that you got what you had need of. There's nothing greater than that. And you know what? Something that's really good, we're going to get more of it tonight.
Amen.
It just gets better and better. And the Lord's laying a platform. It's when we get all the trash out of the way, then He can reveal His Word to us. Amen?
Amen.
So we'll stand once again. We want to invite you to come to be with us tonight. As we bow our heads, and we have many prayer requests that have came in that's up here. One of them that I've seen that was here is our sister Dodge. She had fallen and broken her foot. We want to remember her as special tonight. Precious saint of God. All these requests are important. God knows them all. He knew before they were even written down on the piece of paper. He knew that we would be here tonight. And that's what's so wonderful. And one of the things we want to thank Him for tonight as we have our heads bowed and just meditating in the morning. It's just to thank Him once again for this morning. Oh, I need that so bad. It's so wonderful just to be in His presence and to feel it. That He loves us so much. And how many times can we say we never found Him, He found you. He reached down His hand and grabbed a hold of you. He refreshed you this morning. He refilled you this morning. He healed you this morning. He saved you this morning. He took you back this morning. You'll never be the same from this day forward. Hold that in your heart. And as if you have a request that's upon your heart, just make it known unto Him just by raising your hand. Say, Lord, you know my request. You know my need, what it is. I just ask you to be with me, Lord. Give me. I am thee, but I love you, and you're more than able. More than able to give it to me. And I'm just going to believe that I'm going to get what I have to give tonight. So we sing that song and welcome it.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart. This moment, Lord needs to.
gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you tonight. How we adore you, Lord Jesus. How we thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning, Lord. The outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And, oh, we don't have words to express, Lord, how much that we love you. Father, how the words from your prophet speak to our hearts. For we know that you're calling a bride and you're making them ready, Lord, for your soon coming. Lord, we want to invite you to come and be with us here tonight, Lord Jesus. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, we know that word is that we want to be the word. Father, may we take all the distractions and everything of our day-to-day lives, Lord, and get rid of it now. Just set it aside and don't worry about tomorrow. Right now, Lord, that we're here to worship you. We just ask you to come and have your freedom with us, Lord. Speak to our hearts. And Lord, the hands that went up, you know their needs, Lord. You knew it before they raised their hand. Father, we pray and ask that you grant it. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for healing the sick this morning, for taking back the backslider, Lord, for the sinner, Lord, for us, and we want to rededicate our lives to you, Lord, afresh today, Lord. Lord, may we be different little children, Lord. Make us new creatures in you, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us now. Lord, meet our needs. We just welcome you. We ask all these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find.
Sing our national anthem tonight. As
once again, is just want you to take everything out of the way and just meditate upon Him. Be prepared to hear that word as it comes to us tonight to speak to us. Do we believe He is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
Do you believe the anointing is on those tapes?
Amen.
Is it the message of the hour?
Amen.
And He's here with us tonight.
Amen.
It is the Word, the living Word with us tonight, to come and to speak to us afresh. Fresh from the kingdom of heaven. We're getting ready to hear it. Straight from the Lord Jesus, straight to His bride. How privileged we are. So let's just sing that national anthem as we welcome the prophet to the pulpit.
Just come be
once again tonight to turn this pulpit over to God's prophet so that He can speak to us the words of eternal life. I welcome Brother Branham to the pulpit where he's going to speak to us on Believest Thou This, which he spoke on April 4th, 1960 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and here tonight. God bless you, Brother Branham.
Before we pray, I would like to say this, that last evening, I believe it was, I said to a lady, if you'll just do as we're instructed to do, that would the baby with a water head, it would shrink. And the baby's head shrunk last night 1/2 inch by measure of a string. So the lady brought it here now.